a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 71 degrees. KSL's top story. In Utah County, more than 3,000 acres were blackened this weekend in the Range Fire near the mouth of Provo Canyon. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports we now know how it started. Paul begins our team coverage.
Investigators say the fire started from target shooting at the Orem Police gun range. The officer who was present at the time is reportedly cooperating, and that's according to an official statement from the city. The range has been in operation since 1986 for training, but city officials say they're going to hold a safety audit, and the city will be doing its own investigation into what happened while the state does theirs.
Orem city leaders say they understand this fire is a big strain on the community, and it's proof that fire season is extending later into the calendar year. Team coverage continues. Here's KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Two wildfires started over the weekend. The Range Fire and the Fire Canyon Fire were both human-caused. Kate Webb with Utah Fire Info says dry conditions mean that a small spark can quickly turn into a larger problem. Because of that, many fire restrictions across the state have been extended.
Often this time of year, hunters have a campfire that may not be allowed where you're normally having one or where you're used to having one. Fire restrictions may still be in effect.
She says the specific cause of the Fire Canyon fire is still under investigation, although it's already been determined to be human-caused. The Utah National Guard sent two Black Hawk helicopters to help battle the blaze over the weekend. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Some of these fires are contributing to bad air quality across the West. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee says,
in Utah, the Range Fire, we know that at least 3,000 acres has burned, and we know that those fire conditions are going to be difficult today with the winds and the relative humidity. So too will the North Bay Mountains all the way up through the Sierra, and the air quality alert has not budged in Central California.
Air quality is supposed to stay good through Wednesday. The cold front should keep things clear here this week. KSL News Time 3:32. Warning signs are blaring in Alaska following an earthquake. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the colossal 7.4 magnitude earthquake on the Alaskan coast has triggered a tsunami warning. The warning is in effect for South Alaska and the Alaska Peninsula after the earthquake hit near Sand Point. According to the National Weather Service in the Bay Area, the tsunami will not impact the coast of the United States. On the campaign trail, President Trump is trying to bolster his support by dismissing the seriousness of the coronavirus and the polls. The president is in Arizona downplaying the science surrounding COVID and warning supporters that he doesn't trust the polls.
That's the only thing I'm concerned about. And we have law enforcement watching every one of them. And you have to watch them, too.
Meantime, Senator Kamala Harris is at a drive-in rally in Orlando. She is saying that the president's widespread complaining about voter fraud is just a smoke and mirrors attempt to prevent anyone who disagrees with him from voting.
Donald Trump trying to confuse people about the integrity of our voting system, trying to suggest that you can't trust it. But we know better, and we know when somebody's trying to play us.
Early voting is underway in Florida. Parkland, Florida Mayor Christine Hunchofsky says even heavy rain isn't keeping voters away from polling stations. She says many of those waiting in long lines are wearing masks and are socially distancing.
People also showed up with their vote-by-mail ballots and dropped those off in the drop box there. So it was very exciting to see that.
Early voting is also underway in Arkansas, Idaho, and North Dakota. And the FBI says the same Russian hackers who interfered with the 2016 election also tried to break into American infrastructure. Deputy Director David Bowditch says a group known as the GRU engaged in massive efforts to compromise the integrity of the U.S. wherever it could.
The GRU targeted the global energy sector, the international political groups, hospitals, and even the Olympics.
Grand jury charges have been leveled against six Russian nationals in connection with the findings. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
14 days till Election Day, and thousands of Utahns have already cast their votes. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz has the latest from the KSL Elections Desk.
The State Elections Office last update shows over 61,000 ballots have now been processed and are ready to be counted.
Ballots processed are those ballots that the county clerks have received and then have worked through the system. They've checked them into the system, given them vote history, and we know that they're good to go and their ballots will be counted.
That doesn't mean, however, that's how many ballots they've received.
Our county clerks are telling us they have more ballots on hand than they generally see at this time. So everything looks good for turnout and people turning in their ballots.
State Elections Director Justin Lee says this year voter registrations are at an all-time high. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:35. By now you've heard a California woman lost in Zion National Park for a dozen days was found alive over the weekend. Holly Courtier's sister Jillian was part of the search crew.
I went out with a very experienced hiker. And we actually said, you know what, we're going to step off the trails. We're going to look where she could be. At one point, we're hanging on the edge of a cliff and rocks are falling on us. And I thought, oh my gosh, if this is my sister, you know, I didn't at one point think, how could she live through this?
Cardia reportedly had very little water, no food, and was found with bruises all over her body. After a brief reunion, she left the park with her family. KSL News Time, 3:35. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
We do have a new accident. It's westbound on I-80. It's prior to the I-15 junction, so between State and I-15. But it is out of traffic on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up, your great-grandkids might have smaller faces than you. My minute of news is next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.